I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Remember a couple of weeks ago, maybe longer than that, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, there was a story about the Uber driver who picked up a person. It turned out he wasn't an Uber driver, saw somebody drunk on the side of the sidewalk, picked up this young lady, I think it was in South Carolina, and then bad things happened and all that. Well, now it's being repeated, and the people, the authorities.
Isn't there a missing girl, right?
Well, there's one in Utah, a missing girl. There was that scene over the weekend where that guy was sitting in the car and,
he had a pretend wiener.
Yeah. That guy, he pretended to be an Uber driver also. That was in Alabama. And then another one popped up again yesterday.
I know. I'm getting really nervous about this thing because I loved Uber. I really did. I liked using them. And I just keep hearing more and more stories like this.
I think that people, you call a car and you just assume if a car pulls up, somebody rolls down a window and says, hey, you know, they don't even say your name because you're not paying attention. Okay. Maybe you've had a couple of cocktails and that's a good reason to call Uber. But a car pulls up that's a dark SUV, and that's what this one was, pulls up, rolls down the window. Hey, you call for a ride? That's what he said to him.
You know, I have to say that my kid's way better at it than I am because he has the app as well. And he will actually look and check the license plate. I don't do that because I'm an idiot. He'll check and look at the license plate and then he'll look at the girl and be like, yep, mom, we can get in this car.
And that's how people are screwing up.
Yeah,
because
they're like me.
You're not being due diligent about it. And when the car pulls up, now here's what this guy did. And they fell for it. They'd just come out of a bar. They'd been drinking two ladies. They're standing on the curb. They've called for an Uber car. Guy knows that because I guess a lot of people are doing it. So, the odds are good that you're going to run into somebody like this. So the car pulls up. He rolls down the window. You call for a car? Yeah. And they get in.
I know.
Don't ask him any questions. They didn't ask his name. Didn't obviously check the license plate. Didn't probably even look for the Uber sign.
So St. Patrick's Day, I know you find this shocking, but I might add a few beers, right? Maybe.
Yeah, well, I think that's a given on St. Patrick's Day, right?
Yeah, they were green.
Yeah.
You have to drink them if they're green.
Absolutely, if they're green and somebody gives it to you.
Yeah, exactly. So I called an Uber and I got in the car. There, it pulled up and I got in the car and the guy goes, you don't look like Bill. And I go, wait, what? And he goes, is your name Bill? I go, no, my name's not Bill. And he's like, get out. He was so mad at me.
So you've done it.
He was so mad at me because I was the wrong ride. Yeah, he was mad. Yeah, I wasn't Bill.
Really?
Yeah, he was mad too.
So why didn't he didn't notice you weren't a Bill when you got in the car before?
I'm sure because I use a fake name on Uber anyway. I use a different name.
Yeah, but you wouldn't use Bill.
I wouldn't use Bill, but yeah.
Frank.
I know, right? Yeah, I know. But I mean, so I'm sure he just thought I used a fake
name. I think this is quite common.
I know.
Here's what I think is common. I think it's very common that people don't check, okay? Just like what you did, okay? But I also think it's common that there are people out there with vehicles that are trolling and looking.
I agree with you.
I think when we heard the first incident, which I can't remember what that was, maybe a year ago or so.
By the way, let me just stop
people
you.
People are on to this.
I guess the Utah thing, the Utah Uber driver has been cleared. She met somebody at the park and took off.
Oh, okay.
That's what everybody's saying. I didn't read that.
No, I didn't follow up on the... The last I saw of the Utah story was that she was picked up at the airport.
That's what I
heard. From what I saw. And it was an Uber driver, right?
Yep.
And then I heard that she's missing. And then I've never really followed up on the story.
Yeah, I guess he took her to a park to meet somebody.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's the last that he...
So that's completely different.
And he's completely cooperating.
Here's the bottom line. If you're ordering a car, on your app, it shows you a picture. Does it not?
It
a
does.
Picture of the driver?
It does.
It tells you the name of the driver?
The license plate?
It tells you the license plate. What else is on there? I don't use Uber that often.
It tells you what kind of music they like. It tells you all about the driver, where they're from.
You can see the cars it's approaching
the car,
you.
For sure, yeah.
and you can see the model, make, and what it is. You can see they've put every guideline, every safety net they could put into this app in order to keep this stuff from happening.
We're just idiots. I did it. I know. We're idiots. I got in the stupid wrong cars. Hey, Patrick.
I could see me doing it. I could see me walking out of a place and expecting a car. And how many times we were in Phoenix, Arizona, if you remember this, okay? We're in Phoenix, Arizona for that little thing that we did with the Children's Miracle Network. And we were going to all go to dinner. And remember, we were going to order a couple of cars. Correct. And we were standing outside the hotel. And about the time that we went out there, and just after placing the order for a couple of cars, about four cars pull up.
And
so
we were like,
what are we doing?
We got in them.
Jump in the first car that gets here. That's what we were doing, right?
Because everybody assumes that it's your car.
Yeah.
We all have that mentality as, oh, must be my car.
Well, not only that, we wanted to cut the line.
Yeah.
So we said, you know what? The first two cars that get here, just get in. Just get it. And that's the mentality we have when we're standing there waiting on a car. First one pulls up. If they say, hey, come on, get in. We're going to get in.
I think we have that taxi cab mentality. Maybe it's not our fault. We've just been programmed with taxis. The first one comes up, you get in, you know?
They're just dumb.
I know.
Just not paying attention.
Sean, did anybody ever get in your car? Well, they'd know a cube.
Yeah, I mean, the cube is easy to spot, but I never had any any confusion.
Did you ever look at a hot chick and think, oh, I'll go pick her up?
No, because I was driving right in the middle of the day, and so, a whole lot of hot chick traffic on the
streets. I don't know, man. Over on that side of town, I could see you seeing some liquored up person on the sidewalk at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, maybe so. I didn't come across any.
I think the weirdest story that Sean's ever told, and this really makes me think twice about a lot of things. He had to pick up a ride at a medical facility. The woman came out in full, like she was wearing a nurse's outfit, basically. And he had to take her to the liquor store, and she got liquor.
Yeah. A couple shooters.
She was an employee?
Yep. She was on lunch.
Oh, really?
Initially, the ride was to go home for lunch. But on the route home, she was like, oh, would you just pull over here at this liquor store? And so went in, and she ran in and got back in the car. And it was like, oh, you know what? I don't have my house keys. Just take me back to work. And then, do you mind if I drink some of these? Pew, pew, pew. Left the empties in the car.
Oh, she did a couple of roadies, huh?
Left the empties in a car and then left me one shooter as a tip.
She did?
Yep. I saved it till
you
later.
You should have made her a repeat customer.
I tried.
I told you that Christy and I were in an Uber going to Red Rocks, and the Uber driver goes, hey, are you guys cool? And remember, we're like, yeah, we're super cool. We're cool. We're moms that are cool.
We're going to a concert.
Yeah,
we're cool.
We're cool. We're cool.
Yeah.
And he's like, you mind if I light up?
Oh, boy.
Like,
what?
Gee whiz.
What?
I'm not that cool.
I'm pretty sure you're supposed to be sober while you're driving us.
Yeah,
that's the point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he offered us some. I'm like, are you crazy? First of all, I don't even want you driving. God, that was crazy.
That's ballsy.
Yeah, it was. Are we cool? We're cool.
Yeah,
we're cool.
Started smoking and you're the driver?
I was like, what? Right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The bottom line is this, man. You got to play it safe with Uber. You never know. There's a lot of people out there, I really believe this, that are faking it, man. They are just trying to pick up people.
Me and my drunk friends once hopped into three wrong Ubers before we found the right one.
It happens all the time.
All the time. Oh, Lord.
And sometimes you do it intentionally. Like I said, you know, we were standing in front of that hotel, and we all made an agreement with each other. First car pulls up, get it.
We did.
Just so we could just get a car to go to a restaurant.
I know, right?
Instead of waiting on the one that was for us, right?
True story.
It is true.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.